Neil Atkinson, joined by Ken Early. It's difficult because one hates to use language like food chain, because ultimately we all do believe, Ken, in the idea that we're looking to have sporting competition in a number of different ways, but such a thing does exist. This is not to say that it is impossible for Newcastle United to A, win the Premier League this season, although it's very unlikely, or B, win a Premier League anytime soon, especially given the nature of their backing and their owners. That could happen. It is worth sort of saying that that could happen. But if you're Alexander Isak, careers are short, time ticks on, and you do have to think about food chain if you want to win a league and a Champions League.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's... I honestly don't think that Newcastle could have bungled this summer any worse than they have.
Yep.
I just think they've been wrong at every step of the way. And their whole attitude has been unrealistic, you know, refusing to understand reality and just making mistakes at every turn. So, I mean, they've got this guy. He's a great player. He's been doing great for them for a couple of seasons. They offer him a new contract. Then they renege on the offer. Now they've messed up the situation, right? They've messed up the contract renewal. And it seems to me that from that point, they've got to be thinking about, okay, there's two things we can do with this guy. One is that we keep him. He stays here forever. Like Alan Shearer. No, you know, it's one way to do it, right? I mean, you could say we're going to be determined to keep this guy. We're going to make sure, how would you do that? Obviously, the first step is you're going to pay him the market rate for being the best striker in the league. You know what I mean? You're going to have to do that as a minimum, which would mean in Newcastle's case, devoting a huge proportion of their budget to paying Isak and keeping him there, and then dealing with all of the, you know, all of the other players going, well, hang on a second, this guy's getting three times as much as I, you know, all that wage structure type stuff. But that is something that they could have tried seriously to do. They did not seriously try to do that. They gave him an offer and then decided, actually, no, you've got 4 years left. So I think from that point on, they've got to be considering what's the other outcome here with Isak. Either he stays here or the other option is he leaves. And at that point, you've got to think, okay, this guy is probably going to go. Like we're not prepared to pay him according to his status as one of the best players in the league. We have to accept that, like, he may at some point be like, yeah, you know, I kind of want to go somewhere that is going to do that for me.